Senate Bill 166, an act to provide for a streamlined sales tax project tax force, to make an appropriation therefore, and to declare an emergency.
Senate Bill 166 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senate Bill 166.
Pardon me, Madam President.
Thank you.
Madam President, Senate Bill 166 is a study that is going to be designed to assess the impacts of the Streamlined Sales Tax Project, which is a project that the National Conference of State Legislators has worked hard on. There's actually an executive task force of which I'm a member fairly recently, and the final report was issued after we actually got into session this year. It's an expansive piece of work that involves possibility of some major changes to the overall sales tax system. A lot of good things in it and a few controversial things in it. This doesn't implement that. This would be a study. And I would encourage support of 166. It's real important that we study this particular issue.
Further remarks? Senator Ketzel.
Thank you, Madam President. Members of the House, or Senate rather, it's getting late. Madam Secretary, Madam President, I have an amendment at the desk.
Motion.
It's 166FD is in fire department.
Senator Castle moved that Senate Bill 166 be amended as follows.
I waive the reading.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second to the fire department? Remarks on that motion.
Thank you, Madam President. Members of the Senate, I agree with Senator Hanji. There is without a doubt a need to look at streamlined sales tax. And the problem that I had, and it wasn't a problem, it was a situation we were able to work out. The way the original bill was written, the makeup of the task force would be 15 members. And originally the bill said that there would be 7 legislators, 2 from the South Dakota retailers, 2 from the industry and commerce, 2 from the municipal league, and 2 from the Department of Revenue, which in reality made the members of the legislature the minority on the committee. I didn't think that was quite right, and through our discussions, we agreed that wasn't, and that's why we have the amendment before us. What this does is it changes the makeup of that task force to 8 legislators, 4 from the House, 4 from the Senate, and then also allows the governor to appoint 4 individuals that represent business and commerce, 2 individuals that represent municipalities, and 1 individual representing the public at large. So the makeup of the task force would remain at 15, but there would be 8 legislators and 7 other people. As I said, Senator Hanji and I talked about this. I think we're in agreement, and I would anticipate he would say it is indeed a friendly amendment, and I would ask for your support of the amendment and go ahead and pass the bill.
Further remarks on the Ketzel motion to amend?
Madam President.
Senator Hanji.
It seems logical that it was a work in progress as to how the makeup of the board would look. So I will consider it a relatively friendly amendment. From the only member of this body, by the way, who I worked with for 20 years and who doesn't know how to pronounce my name.
Another fire truck. Further remarks? Senator Olson.
Question of Senator Ketzel.
State your question.
Senator Ketzel, the one thing that seems to be missing is that you have the Department of Revenue is now out of the picture. Are you assuming that when the task force got going that they would be brought in as needed for advice?
Madam President.
Senator Ketzel.
Yeah, thank you, Senator Olson, for that question. I appreciate it. The reason that we took the Department of Revenue out was because we anticipate they will be at the meeting. They will be a resource. We didn't think that it was appropriate that they would have a vote. We're anticipating there will be votes taken. We didn't think it was appropriate that a department should have votes.
Senator Olson.
Yeah, thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. Well, I think I really like this amendment because I think it should stay under the control of this legislature. So I'd urge you to pass the amendment and then pass the bill.
Further remarks on the Ketzel motion to amend? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is, Final consideration of the Ketzel motion to amend Senate Bill 166. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay?
No.
That motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 166 as amended. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 166. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I need to inform the body this does require a two-thirds vote for passage now.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown? Dugard? DeHuick? Dennard? Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Hangy?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
no.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons, Vitter,
aye.
Valesky, Whiting,
aye.
Senator Simmons, Senator Simmons. Senator Valesky?
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 33, nays 1, excused 1.
Senate Bill 166 has received a two-thirds majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed.